This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Esker fans, back this week for the Pick 6 podcast. Hello, everybody. Along with the heavy hitter Tom Chattel and the silver tongue over here, Evan Bland, this is Sam McEwen, talking about Husker sports this week. Obviously, Husker football at the top of our list. We are now 9 days out from the season opener. That'll be lots of fun to go up to Minnesota. We're 8 days out from the volleyball day in Nebraska. We will talk a little bit of Husker volleyball. Just previewing the season, which, yes, does actually go past August 30th. So they'll have a season to play after they fill Memorial Stadium, and we'll talk about that season, which is enormously important. Going to go over Big Ten West stuff today, talk about the league, the division, the Big Ten West, what's going to happen there. Obviously, we can talk a little bit about the Big Ten East as well. And then next week, we'll fully preview the Nebraska-Minnesota game and go there next Tuesday. So we're much closer than it feels like to a football game, doesn't it? It doesn't really feel like we're 9 days away. And then we'll talk a little bit of first thing we'll have off the top is Ted Carter leaving Nebraska and what that means for Nebraska athletics. We'll start there here in a second. I want to remind everybody to subscribe to the Omaha World Herald. Today is August someday. What is it, 22nd, 23rd? This will take you all the way through the end of February. If you get 6 months for $1, you get all the Huskers, all the Jays. We know that there's some Jayskers that listen to this because they're Creighton basketball and Husker football fans. All the preps, all of it. You'll get all the good stuff from Tom and Evan and Stu and PAT and all of our team. Subscribe at www.omaha.com/subscribe. Okay, let's start here. News yesterday out of Memorial Stadium, or I guess out of, what do you call it, East Campus, Varner Hall. Ted Carter leaves the University of Nebraska system where he was president to become the president of Ohio State, which is kind of like the chancellor at UNL. So he's the president of Ohio State University. That doesn't mean that he's traveling all over the state of Ohio, but he is the president of that specific university. Tom, you wrote a really good analysis of what this means for Nebraska athletics, and it does mean something, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's, ordinarily, if you lose a president, and I'm not sure the average fan can even tell you who those other guys were. It's not that big a deal. Back in the 60s and 70s, it was, 80s. I mean, it was, they had somebody, but it was like, you had Devaney and Osborne and the administration did what they said. Now, over the years, the last 20 years, it's been really dysfunctional, and part of that is the administration and the ADs and the coaches have not all been on the same page. Now, for a while, you had the Harvey era with Eichhorst. They were together, but the football coach wasn't. So you had different – then you had Hank Bounce coming in, and I, of course, butting heads. And it's just the feel right now is that everything, there's a symmetry to everything right now. Everything is, they're all together. They're all side by side, all going in the right direction. And I believe Ted Carter was the reason for that. And he's certainly the reason, a big reason, why Trev Alberts came back. And, my Matt Rhule's here. I mean, these coaches pay attention to this. If they get any inkling that there's trouble in the administration, or that it's, things are going to be hard, or things they ask for aren't going to be delivered, that's a problem. That's a giant red flag for coaches. Well, that doesn't mean anybody's leaving, but they need to replace Ted Carter well. They need to do it smartly. I know people think, well, your sports is you know, wagging the dog and the sports is in charge. Well, if you don't think that a successful sports operation or football or basketball, winning football or basketball, impacts enrollment and overall fundraising university.
Yes, agreed. Yes.
I invite you to go down to 24th Street in Omaha and ask everybody at the Creighton Blue Jay complex how that works, how Dana Altman and Greg McDermott have basically, not single-handedly, but they've certainly, and their boss, Bruce Rasmussen, changed that campus, changed that university. The money's flowing in, enrollment's up, and it's good. They've got winning basketball. Winning sports matters big, especially in the state. So the next hire should be, and I would be happy if they had Ted Carter on like a search committee or at least as like a consultant. You know, who do you like? Who do you think could be a good fit here? Because sports matters big, and you want to keep the AD and football coach happy.
Well, and you think too, I mean, how blindsided the university was. I mean, 2 months ago, they restructured things so that Ted Carter, the president, had oversight over Husker Athletics and not the chancellor.
You just never know. And, you know, Ted is from back east, you know, Naval Academy, all the way up. And so he's a guy who could go anywhere. Ohio State's different. I know people don't like people leaving Nebraska to go places. This is supposed to be the destination place, but Ohio State's different, and it's Nebraska on a grander scale in terms of the academics, the campus, the sports. It's, you know, everything. So it's more prestige. Was it more money? I guess probably, but It's a different level job, and you know Ted never intended to be a normal school president. He was happy. He was on the fast track to be he was going to retire, fast track to retirement in the Navy, and the Nebraska called him and said, hey, what are you thinking? This was a sort of a out of left field job for him. He never considered being a president of a major university that was not Navy or any kind of educational academia world that was not Navy. So he must have liked it. He must have got here and said, hey, I can do good work here. I can make a difference. And so he, you know, I think he was going to come here and just kind of retire. But I think he liked it. And I think he, like I said, I think he saw he could do good things. And he likes being in the mix, the Big Ten, President's Room, NCAA. You know, is this a guy who could be Big Ten commissioner? Somebody asked me that. I said, well, maybe about 10 years ago. But right now it's such a TV world. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, he could be the NCAA president easily, I think. So he's always been ambitious. He's always he doesn't chase money, but he chases impact, and it's a place where he'll have big impact.
Invariably, Nebraska has to replace him at president. This is speculation, so it's not designed to suggest I know something. The chancellor at the University of Tennessee spent 9 years at Nebraska before she went back down there to be the chancellor, Donde Plowman. That would be an interesting option for sure. Somebody mentioned to me today, and I don't think this is an option, but Ben Sasse has taken over the University of Florida system very recently. The University of Nebraska job wasn't open when Ben Sasse decided to walk away from the U.S. Senate. He's now at Florida. I expect him to stay there, but obviously I think that's a phone call that you could in theory make. Sasse spent a lifetime in education. A name that I also thought of was Trev Alberts. I don't think that's impossible. I don't think it's likely. I think he loves athletics too much, but I say that as a sign of respect to Alberts. I think he could actually do the job and actually be pretty good at it. But the real question is, you know, Ted Carter has to hire an athletic director. Gene Smith is retiring. He's in his last year. One of the best athletic directors in a lot of ways. Did a lot for Ohio State. Helped the Big Ten out. I'll be really honest. I think he played a huge role in getting football back in 2020. Maybe the key role.
Mm-hmm.
But he's retiring, and well, deservedly so. Ted Carter's got to hire a replacement. He could probably hire anybody. I mean, who doesn't want to be the AD at Ohio State? But how important is it that Trev Alberts remain the AD at Nebraska?
Well, it's absolutely crucial. It would be devastating to lose him right now, I think.
And I don't think you're going to lose him.
No, I don't either. I think there's too much at stake here. Nebraska football means too much to him for him to go to a place like Ohio State right now and be in the same league and have to come back and face everybody.
Right.
But again, I think Nebraska football, the bottom, not all that aside, Nebraska football means everything to him. And he's got it in a really good place. He'll want to see that through, not to mention the other sports as well. Now, this doesn't have to be that big of a deal if they make the right hire. Everything can just keep going the way it is. Some of the names you mentioned, you just need to get somebody that is not necessarily going to come in and say, I've got to remake everything.
Right.
In my image, in my mind, sort of a Steve Peterson move, which caught everybody by surprise, by the way, when he did that. Maybe somebody out there saw it coming, but nobody I know did. And so you really don't have to go out. You can go out and get a academia type, and as long as they understand sports and they get the dynamic in Nebraska. And I think, I wonder if old Trev knows somebody. I wonder his years at UNO and maybe the last few years here. He's got connections everywhere.
Yeah.
I wonder if he knows somebody that, he's got a relationship with who might do that. So, frankly, the chancellor has kind of been that person at Nebraska who was – over sports. I mean, Harvey Perlman for years was the hands-on. I mean, he did this, hire Peterson, fire Sellers, on down the line.
He was on the college football, the NCAA college football committee.
This is the chancellor. I don't know the new chancellor well enough, but my hunch is I don't know that he's a big sports guy, and he's going to ease into it.
He said in an interview yesterday he would like to oversee it.
Well,
he said, "I have the knowledge and the breadth to do it if that's what they would like me to do."
Okay.
That's all he said.
I'd like to see more out of him first.
Yeah. But he kind of said it in the interview. He's like, wasn't afraid of it.
But it's got to be, he's got to get in lockstep with everybody else. He's got to make sure they're all on the same page. If he's going to try to come in and be over sports and do it his way, then all of a sudden it becomes a house of cards again. So, right now, it's pretty strong, I think. So, we'll see. But I think I don't see Trev going. Ohio State. I don't see him. I think it means too much here. It would be an unbelievable explanation for him to do that, and I don't see him doing it.
I agree with you. I do think you got to make sure you take care of him financially, and give him what he needs, the resources they need. Most people and everybody sitting around this table already knows this. But what he entered into when he became the athletic director is not what someone will enter into when they go to Ohio State. Ohio State's a finished product. Gene Smith's going to leave it in good shape. When Trev Alberts came to Nebraska, he took over a bunch of contracts that had just been extended literally weeks before that he had to get himself out of. And he took over a mess. I mean, he took over a complete mess. And they have spent 2 years trying to clean it up, including in football. And he's done a lot behind the scenes that people just don't know about because it was more dysfunctional than people realize.
I think right now, Sam, the best thing you can give Trev is more trust. And I think he already has the vice chancellor title, right? I think in Nebraska he had
that at UNO.
See, that to me was UNO saying, okay, we trust you to run athletics, and you're sort of the administration's liaison, or what you know, you're part of the administration, but you're over athletics. So whatever you want, go do it. And, you know, does Nebraska need to do that here?
He is a vice chancellor. You're right.
Okay. So, I mean, do they need to you know, say, okay, you're not the chancellor or president, but maybe you're the guy overseeing athletics in the administration.
Yeah.
And maybe you and the regents are together. Maybe it's not the president. That sounds crazy. But I think you've got to make sure that he's the guy driving the bus and not the president in terms of athletics.
I think you're completely right. That role has completely changed. I think you're that person. I'm not trying to disparage Frank Broyles or Vince Dooley or Bob Devaney or Bo Schembechler or any of those guys. Those are legends.
Yeah, right.
However, the role is no longer former football coach who then goes down to the office and pats all the coaches on the back. It is a completely different thing now. And your administrators, your athletic directors, are functionally elite-level administrators who probably can work directly with the regents. Like, there would have been a day many years ago, 1987, when Bob Devaney's boss was, I don't even know, Martin Massengill, I don't know. But Bob probably needed a boss on some fronts with the finances or whatever. That wouldn't be true now. And so, like, I think that's a really good point, that Trev can probably just work directly with the regents. Okay, well, that news broke. We're still really close to the season. We're at that moment.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.